Good morning, and welcome to this hour of worship coming to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. Today is All Saints Day. Pastor Alan Mueller is chosen for a sermon topic, and we are based on 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Mrs. Judy Tufel will be at the piano this morning, and your announcer is Ron Meyer.
Good morning. It's great to be with you all here this morning, and I hope that you are all well rested from that extra hour that we had this morning. But ultimately, it is far better that we are here, where we get to rest. We get to find rest for our souls. This is where we find our true rest, where Jesus invites us to come away with him and to rest from the trials that we have and to receive his eternal promises that he has for us this morning. For it is as he has said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." May we therefore this morning receive this rest. May we think upon God's promises. May we think upon the family that God has brought us into. And may we think about those who have gone before us in the true faith. We sing our first hymn, number 700.
Thank you.
Would you please stand as you're able? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we get to hear from God's Word. Our first reading for this All Saints Sunday comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading comes from the book of 1 John, chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess the Christian faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Behold, what manner of love is this? These are the words that the Apostle John wrote for us this morning. In 1 John chapter 3, he's not just calling us to look, but rather this is an emphatic calling. As other translations bring that out, they say, "Behold." For surely he's calling us to draw our attention to this mind-boggling truth. Behold, that is, look upon this with intention. It's as if he says, just gaze upon the beauty of this wonderful truth and see what manner of love is this. If there is anything that the Apostle John would ever tell us to behold, we can guarantee that it is going to be incredible. Because, dear friends, John isn't someone to be taken aback by such small and trivial matters. In fact, this is the man who once walked with the Lord of the universe. He watched as God in the flesh commanded storms. And by mere words, he watched as the Lord calmed the ocean. John isn't someone who's likely to get amazed by small matters. For he once even reclined at table with the Christ. And he had once even rested his own head upon the Savior of the world. John was a man who saw countless miracles. So many, in fact, that he was led to confess at the close of his gospel, saying, "If all the miracles of Jesus were written down, the world itself could not contain the number of books that would be needed." John looked on daily as the Son of Man did mighty works and taught with unending wisdom. John surely beheld a lot in his life. And as such, again, he's not one to get mesmerized by small, insignificant truths. Instead, if John should ever tell us to behold, it's guaranteed to be absolutely lovely. And so it is this morning. For before us today, there is something that John is truly amazed by. Behold, what kind of love is this, that God the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. This verse is so full of rich and beautiful truth. Every word is as wonderful as the next. And each word is as sweet as honey is to the mouth. He begins saying, behold, what manner of love? What kind of love is this, John says? What is the nature of this love that the Father has given us? For surely it's beyond experience. And it is certainly beyond our comprehension. Whatever kind of love this may be, it can't be any ordinary kind of love. It's not your run-of-the-mill kind of love. This isn't the kind of love that I might have towards pizza or towards tacos. In fact, using love in that way seems to do an injustice to the very word itself. It downplays it, and it begins to strip it from all of its meanings and depth. We can use the same word to describe our feelings towards tacos as we can describe our feelings towards our own parents. We use the word love in a variety of ways. And clearly it's true then that in the English language we have a whole spectrum of what it means to love. Love ranges in both meaning and in intensity. It ranges from love of tacos to love for friends, to love for family members, to a love for children, and to the love of your own spouse. That is the spectrum of love that we fallen creatures experience. But, John says, behold, what kind of love is this? That we should be called children of God. This is a love beyond all experience. This is a love beyond comprehension and understanding. This is a love that far exceeds the love that we have before a child or spouse. This love described here breaks the spectrum. For this is a love born from the heart of God Himself and poured forth from a God who is love. For that is indeed where John goes in the next chapter, saying, God is love. But notice that it is indeed love that John is calling our attention to here. He could have just as rightly have said, behold the honor that God has given us. He could have said, behold the privilege, or behold the blessing God has given us, that we should be called His children. He could have said any of these things, and all just as truthful as the next. And yet he chooses the word love. Behold, the manner of love is this. And rightly so, dear friends, for love is the fountainhead of all of these other blessings. It's love that brings forth blessing and honor. It's love that moves God to pour out His graces and gifts upon us. This manner of love that God has given us is patient. It's a kind of love that covers a multitude of sins. A love that is faithful and enduring. A love that is sacrificial. It's a love that cares for others more than for itself. And it's a love that John says he has lavished upon us. The manner of love is this that God has given us, that he has lavished upon us. It's an overflowing kind of love. The Lord has poured out his graces with none left to spare. He holds nothing back. For love is the spring from which all flows the limitless riches of God's grace. The love that God gives is deep, it is wide, it is broad, and it is high. It has no borders, for there are no boundaries to stop or hinder His loving kindness towards you. Truly is that a love that is lavished upon us. And though it is truly worthy of our beholding, and though it is certainly beyond our comprehension, John tries, in his limited ability, to quantify God's love here. Or at least he tries to describe the manner of love that God has towards us, that we should be called His children. It's a beautiful truth that the Father has lavished His love upon us, that we would be called His children. And we notice that it is indeed God who does the calling. God does the labeling. It is He who calls us His children. What a mighty love is this, that God is not ashamed to call us sons and daughters. Today it's a sad reality how many families have a child that they do not like to talk about. How so many parents who, for one reason or another, seem to be embarrassed about a child. They hardly speak their names to their friends or family. They don't speak it to their neighbors. And they seem to be embarrassed of them, rarely putting them forth. They fail to speak about their sons or daughters before the eyes and ears of other people. But that is not the way that the Lord deals with us. Indeed, He calls us children. And in fact, He proclaims it from the rooftops, and He declares it from the mountain heights. He speaks to it in the open fields and plains. The same message remains, these are my beloved children. Though we are wayward, the Father never distances Himself from us. Though we should defile His name through unholy acts, He still puts His name upon us. Though we should bring dishonor and contempt, and that we should bring disrespect and scorn to the very name of God through such willful rebellion. The good Lord yet continues to attach himself and his name upon us. What kind of love is this that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords should love us so dearly? That we should rebel against him and fight against his correcting rod, the Lord continues to love and cherish. And rather than distancing himself from us, he comes to make himself known and to make it known among the nations that we are his. We belong to his family. We are his children, and he is our God and our Father. And with all of this, dear friends, we lastly see how John ends the first verse, saying, "And we are." Behold, what manner of love is this? That God doesn't just call us his children, but we are. We are literally, we are legally, and we are spiritually. Our sonship and daughtership are not in name or in title only, but we are children by divine right. We're children by a divine, legal, and eternal decree. We're not children in name alone, but we are fully adopted into the family of God. What manner of love is this? That God would traverse heaven and earth to adopt us as his own children. That he, a holy and just God, should make a way to bring us poor and fallen creatures to himself. Surely it's a love that is beyond compare, and it is a love most sacrificial. For it is a love that has brought Jesus from on high down to earth. It's a love beyond understanding that brought God himself to leave his throne in order to walk among us. It's a love that brought him to embrace the cross. Love that caused him to suffer injustice from the hands of men. It's love that brought him to lift up the cross and so carry the sins of the world upon his shoulders. Love is what made him carry that guilt, judgment, and shame towards the mountain. And it is love that held him to the cross. Though nails pierced him through, they themselves had no power to hold him there. For at any moment, Jesus could have called the whole thing off. He could have called for angel armies to return and to rescue him from the hands of wicked men. He could have sentenced the human race to judgment and condemned us all for the blood against his throne. But in love, he drank of the cup of the Father's wrath. And on our behalf, he suffered and died in our place. By dying on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, Jesus made a way to bring us into his holy family. And through baptism, dear friends, that way has been brought to you. In baptism, you have been indeed adopted into the family of God. You've been brought forth through death to life. You've had a spiritual birth, born of God and born into his family. Born of water and the Spirit, you are a beloved child of God. And such then is the wonder of All Saints' Day, that we can celebrate along with the whole of God's family. We are sons and daughters. We are children of God and brothers and sisters of all who have gone before us in the true faith. All who have passed on before us in this faith, we all together make up the one family of God's people. Along with God our Lord, we are the body of Christ knit together over the course of all of human history. And along with Jesus our brother and God our Father, and along with all of our loved ones in the faith, we have been brought into the family. and truly we shall be united with them again in paradise. Those who have passed on before us stand before the throne of God, waiting for the reconciliation of the world. And today we wait ourselves in eager longing to see them again face to face. May we look forward towards this future blessing with hope. And may we, in the meantime, honor the name of God that He has put upon us. May we rejoice daily and behold continually the manner of love that God has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand and join me in a word of prayer? Most gracious God, you are wonderful and perfect and full of loving kindness. And you are not ashamed to call us your children, but rather you have drawn near to have mercy and compassion upon us. And you have put your name upon us and called us as your own. And so be with us this morning and throughout the week ahead, and lead us to give you thanks and praise. Lead us in thanksgiving that we may live out our days with joy and peace. And let our lives glorify you for the graces that you have given us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Heavenly Father, as you seek to make yourself known, lead us to behold your glory. Lead us to look upon who you are and what you've done. And lead us to both hear and read your word so that we may come to see you as the God who speaks. And you are a God who acts, and all that you do is ultimately for our benefit. May we cherish your word, and so move us to read, mark, and inwardly digest your word throughout the days and weeks ahead. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And God of love, as you have loved us, lead us also to love one another and our neighbors as ourselves. By your Spirit, move us to care for those around us, that we may support them in body, mind, and spirit. Lead us to build one another up in truth, in the ways of godliness, and in a life of praise towards you. As you have put your name upon us, may we bring it honor by living holy and decent lives. Lead all that we do to be governed by love, wisdom, and sacrifice for your kingdom, and for the ultimate benefit of our neighbor. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And loving Father, we thank you for calling us into your one holy family. We thank you for adopting us. We thank you for bringing us out of the world and into your marvelous light. Strengthen us with the hope of glories that lie ahead. As you declare an end of sorrow, pain, and tears on the last day, lead us to look on that day with longing eyes. As trials and pain assault us here, give us eyes to look on with hope of the blessings that shall come on the last day. And so, great physician, we pray for all those who are struggling with the pains of life. We lift before you those who are hurting and feeling the effects of the fall and sin. And so we ask for you to work mightily and lovingly in the lives of all your people according to your gracious will. This morning, we pray especially for Louise Harms, as Sandy has requested prayers. Lord, we ultimately trust her into your sovereign hands to love and strengthen her and provide for her according to all of her needs. And also, Lord, we lift before you the family of Carl Kreisel, who passed away this morning. We ask that you would be with the family to give them your peace, give them the confidence that you are a God of life, you are the God of the living, and you have brought all your people who are yours into from death into life. And so we ask for your Spirit to give them peace at this time. And Lord, we lift up to you all the people who are on our hearts and minds this morning. We ask that you would look after them and all people according to their needs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord of the living, you are the Lord of the saints. And we come before you this morning, remembering all of our brothers and sisters in Christ who have gone before us into glory. We thank you for each of them, for their witness and for their life, and for using them for your glory. This morning, we remember with thanksgiving, especially those who have passed this last year. May their witness and testimony strengthen us in our own faith and devotion towards you, knowing that they stand before your throne today in perfection, joy, and peace. We thank you for Sam Ed Yokely. J.C. Vogelsmeyer. Sylvia Henley. Debbie Young. Junior Krause. Ray Dotson. Joe Brady Hoff. And for all of our brothers and sisters in the faith from around the world. We thank you, Father, for the work that you have done through them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, and at this time we worship God with our offerings. Would you please stand? Our service continues with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. By faith the saints of old held fast to your promise of things hoped for, though not yet seen, leaving an example and encouragement for us who walk now by faith and not by sight. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink this holy supper of your Son's body and blood, and in the union of his mystical body, the Church, be joined in unending praise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, Elijah, and all the faithful prophets, the blessed apostles and evangelists, the holy martyrs, and all the saints in glory who fight for the good fight of faith before us. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Would you please stand? Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. You may be seated for our departing hymn number 725.